The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, the Lady of the Technicals, the female with the Fibonacci's, the chick with the candlestick, the analyst who puts a chart in art or art and chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're the wrong way around there. Puts the art in chart. Alright, how are you, Nick? You alright?
I'm alright, thanks.
Okay, cool. Let's get into it. Just a quick word on the cryptos. What's it looking like? Have they bounced back after a bit of a sell-off? What's happening?
No. They've had a bit of a rally and they're consolidating sideways. You know, what you tend to see in markets that are trending is they'll make a sharp move up and then they'll waver sideways. They'll make a flag or a pennant or a little triangle pattern and then they'll start the next leg. And so until that behavior changes, you know, they're still in uptrend. So today, this morning specifically, most of them are still in that sideways consolidation, but still in uptrend. So we'll see.
Okay. What should we go for? Ethereum? That's not come back a lot, is it? I've been hearing that Ethereum is the new platform.
There's a conference in China today about Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Some people think it is, and some people, you know.
Yeah. It's the trouble. It's all these... all these, you know, currencies, cryptocurrencies, platform jockeying for position to be the next. Well, Bitcoin is now at the moment isn't it, major coin. And they're saying now, a note from someone saying, you don't Bitcoin now on Coinbase, for example, you can just buy it straight off. You don't need to buy Bitcoin first and then buy something else because Bitcoin is the base currency at the moment for most people, isn't it? They have to buy that first and then buy
and
something else.
It still is for quite a lot of them
Yeah.
I don't think Bitcoin's going anywhere.
No, but they're saying now Ethereum on Coinbase, you can now buy straight into that. You don't have to buy Bitcoin to exchange it. So that shows how much, you know, the power of that, really, when you think of it, because the volume is almost similar to Bitcoin. And, it's a lot cheaper. So, anyway, there we go. Let's see. It may gain, you know, the market-leading status. Who knows? But that is where the trade is. All right, let's have a look at the charts today. Starting off with Conroy Gold. I think this was a request, wasn't it? CGNR. What's it like on the chart, Nicola?
So Conroy Gold on Friday had a really sharp rally and hit the 200-day moving average. Ooh. And as we often say, first time you come back to the 200-day moving average, you might have a look the other side, but you'll usually bounce off it. And when that's when you come back to it or when you rally into it, it doesn't matter from which direction you're coming from. Usually the first time you come back to it, you might have a look the other side and trick everybody, but you'll usually bounce off. And that's what we've seen. But there's really good support in Conroy Gold at 1474. That's those previous highs from March, and it's also the 61.8 Fib retracement. So I'm looking for Conroy Gold to find support at 1474 and have another go at that 200-day and get through it this time. So the level to watch that would reverse the trend is 2050.
Okay.
So if they've got a rally, go back to 2050, which will take us above the 200-day, and a close above the 2050 is a bottom, and we should see 3075 next.
Marvellous. Okay, next one is Canadian Overseas Petroleum, COPL, COPL, COPPEL. So what do you reckon, COPL?
Really trying. So, the oscillator, the RSI bottomed nicely at the end of May, gave us a good signal, and here we are, we're right at that 20-day. If we can get above that, you know, that's the first sign of a trend reversal. And we've had, you know, 3 days this week, a big look above and just close back below, and then on Tuesday, you know, a little dip back, but we're not selling off. I think that's for me the level to watch. So the first thing we need to see is a daily close above a 0.65, and then a daily close above 0.8 is above the 50, and I think that we will then see a reversal. What I'd really like to see is a move back to the 200-day moving average, a move back to the bottom of the gap, And that would take us to 3.18. But we've got to do it in stages. We've got to regain the 20-day moving average and then regain the 50, and then we'll be on our way.
Lovely. And the last one is Echo Energy. Echo Energy. Echo Energy.
Echo, 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 echo.
Yeah, and so, yeah, go for it.
Was echo. An inverted head and shoulders bottom. Really, really nice. Mm. Had an inverted head and shoulders bottom. When you look at it on the chart, you can see that the left shoulder formed sort of summer 2015. And then 2016, we spent making a big head and grinding along the bottom. And so I would like to see us hold support, and it's a bit of a messy neckline on this one, but I really would like to see us hold support at around 13.5. And that's also the 50-day moving average. So I think that if we stay above the 13.5 and the 50-day moving average, that this is a good shot to continue higher. And if we close back below the 50-day moving average, it means we're in a deeper correction and we're going to have to go sideways a bit while we wait for the 200-day moving average to catch up. You know, this chart has bottomed. It's not a bearish chart. It's just, is it ready for the next run higher yet or not? And that's what we need to see.
Marvellous. Nicola, if you send me those charts and if you put them on the company pages, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.